This is Rod Peterson on demand. No!
Waiting in line to pay for my groceries, and a lady right in front of me farted. Loudly.
How about that?
And I've grabbed a magazine off the rack like this. What makes you think you can wear a mask, but you can stand there and fart?
So now, you know, instead of coughing to hide a fart, now you got a fart to hide a cough in COVID.
We knew this was here was backwards.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
That actually happened, just so you know. That happened during the pandemic. Welcome, everybody. Hello, Canada. And to Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show is on the air, and we're coming to you from Western Canada. And I have to point that out again, because it came up in hour one on the Facebook Live portion of the broadcast. People keep thinking we're from Toronto, and there's nothing wrong with that. We love Toronto, right, Pat? We love it. Great city. But that's not where we're at. We're out here in the sweatpants capital of Western Canada. There's going to be a lot of audience participation here in this program today. The Prairie Mobile text line is open. You can write us right here in the bunker, 306-840-8777. RP here, Darren DuPont there. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm doing really well.
Or should
well.
I call you Moose? I kind of like that.
I know, right?
Moose DuPont. Last hour, we were talking about the female kicker, Sarah Fuller, for Vanderbilt University. And what I admire about the female athletes, the ones that play with the boys, which has been going on for, well, since in the 80s with me, my friends played, cousins, female cousins. You said you laid a girl out.
Yeah, didn't know it was a girl. Didn't know it was a girl. You know, we're in peewee hockey.
Playing hockey, yeah.
Big check over the middle, and she's out, like, out cold. It wasn't until they took off the helmet, the coach had to come out and help her off the ice, and the hair comes out, and it's like, oh, my gosh. And you just instantly feel bad.
Terrible.
And there's the coach, "Hello, boy, Moose."
Yeah.
And so I had to ask, like, what? He's like, "Oh, Moose DuPont played with the Flyers."
He had no idea.
Real tough.
You had no idea.
No, then I look him up, right? And
felt terrible.
Yeah.
So coming up this hour, the past president of Boxing Canada, Pat Fiacco, will be with us, Canada's toughest mayor. We got a couple things to go through with Pat, not the least of which, of course, is pandemic things. But again, I'm sorry, Pat, chairperson of officiating?
Referee and Judges Commission.
Referee and Judges Commission. He's big time in the fight game. So we're going to go back and talk about the Tyson Jones fight from Saturday night. We're going to talk a little soccer with Pat, but also with Simon Fudge, who is our soccer insider from Vancouver, because he's got CPL things to talk about, MLS and expansion in the Canadian Premier League. It's going to happen, but when are they going to get back? And I think the biggest things I want to know, with almost everything shut down, how is soccer still playing? And before we get to the quick six, you had a very wise answer for that, Moose. So why don't you tell people?
In hour one?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I said.
You said a lot of space.
Oh, it's soccer. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of space, a lot of room, big field, a lot of space. Not a lot of action.
Yeah, exactly.
In amongst each other. So, yeah.
You can play soccer and still social distance.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, I sit on my end of the field. It takes me 45 minutes before the ball ever gets. No, I kid, I joke, but it is a big field. There is lots of space, and there's something to that.
There's some fun topics that have come up outside of our quick six, and I'll get to those as bonus points, but hit it, please, Director Jordan, if you don't mind. There you go. Quick six show topics. Here we are. Number one. The news conference is just happening now, I think, in Calgary.
I think so.
The bubble at Canada Olympic Park, Windsport Arena, will house the Brier, the Scotties, the Canadian Curling Championships in 2021. The curling world is popping champagne. They're going to be playing. There's going to be championships. And the bubble's going to be in Calgary. And because of this, this year's Scotties, which was supposed to be in Thunder Bay, has been moved to 2022. In Thunder Bay. Basically, Curling Canada said, Thunder Bay, you're taking it. And they had no point but to say, we'll take it. So we'll have the curling people on over the next few days to talk about today's huge announcement. And good work by Alan Cameron, their PR guy, with how this is all broken down. Point two, Jerry Jones, the owner and general manager of America's team, says he doesn't feel sorry for the Denver Broncos. He said it on Dallas radio yesterday. You're seeing it on TSN Sports Center up here because nobody else in sports is talking. Just Jerry. So Americans get it all the time. Now we in Canada are getting Jerry's comments. And he's saying, listen, we got knocked down to our third string quarterback. Nobody felt sorry for us. Now, that's Jerry. I don't necessarily like him. I don't even agree with the argument, but I just find it entertaining. Do you think that has any bearing?
I know.
Similarity, any parallel?
Right.
Do you?
No. I mean, it's different situations. He didn't lose Dak to the COVID protocol.
No.
So it's a little bit different.
Or Andy Dalton.
Right, or Andy Dalton. But I get it. It's like, you know, feel sorry for the team that couldn't play with the quarterback. Hey, we don't have one to play with either right now. And we're trying to win a division here. It's a little different in Denver. You know, they're not going to win anything this year, even if they had all their quarterbacks. But yeah, it's not the same, but Jerry's, he's got his platform.
Rolling into point three. And for those that don't know, the Denver Broncos had all four quarterbacks suspended, for lack of a better term, by the NFL on Sunday for not following COVID protocols. But the NFL made them play anyways. So they had a defensive back start at quarterback. So the question is, does the NFL look Bush League for making the Broncos play, for that whole decision? And if you don't mind, Twitter is on the fritz. Twitter poll is on the fritz. But on Facebook, it's working. What are they saying, Darren?
62% say, nah, it's all good. And 38% say yes.
62% say no, the NFL doesn't look Bush League for making them play. That 38% are all Denver Broncos fans who are ticked off that they had to play a game with no quarterback. But you know what? As everybody has said, wear a mask, follow the rules. You got no problems. So that's where I'm voting along that. Now, Brady in Saskatoon is very upset, thinking that we're upset, because he said we misworded the question. The fact is, we didn't. Brady writes in and says, sorry, Rod, for offending you. I didn't mean to. The other part of my comment was kind of pushed aside, although it's all good. That's from Brady. I don't even know what he's talking about. It's a very strictly, very clearly defined question. Does the NFL look Bush League for their decision? And the majority of people say no. Can we move on?
Let's move on.
Point four. I love this one. Pierre LeBrun of TSN and The Athletic polled a bunch of NHL players that play on American teams. Okay? Stick with me. And he said, there's going to be an all-Canadian division of seven teams this year. Who do you pick to finish first? What's your 1-7? The majority said the Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs, the team that lost to a Zamboni driver just last year. How can they in good conscience say the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to be the number one team? Are they trolling? Like, because the players don't normally take these surveys seriously. Trust me, I've been with them in the back of the bus, on the plane. It's like, hey guys, watch this. You feel like that's what they did. The Leafs, number one, are you kidding me? Can you make a case for why that would be the case?
Yeah, I mean, with the roster, that's the case you can make. With the roster and the talent on paper, they should be. They should be the number one team. But it's just in terms of a roster and what I'd look at, yeah, they could be a 1, 2, or 3 in terms of top Canadian teams. But in terms of, am I putting money on them to win a Stanley Cup? No, because they don't have the experience and they've never been able to get over the hump. They have to get, you know, over some adversity first. The roster's fine. The roster, sure, I can get behind that being number one. But in terms of a team and my confidence in them to win, it's not there.
Well, talent's one thing. I'm not a believer. The term talent scares me almost as much as the term potential. And with all that talent, they still couldn't beat David Ayers, the Zamboni driver, last year. But I will say this. The number two team they voted was the Calgary Flames. They were my number one. And the Ottawa Senators, everybody's got them picked to be seventh. They might be skating in the East Coast Hockey League by the time this all comes back. So anyways, it was fun to see, but I just don't get the Leafs' love. Point five, as we kind of covered off the top of the show, how is soccer playing? I don't understand, but you've explained it. You can socially distance in soccer and still play, so okay. And point six, it's game day in the National Football League. And it's a 3:40 Eastern start between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. A game that was supposed to be played last Thursday. Then it was moved back to Sunday. Then it was moved back to Tuesday. And now pushed to today. And it's an afternoon game because NBC would not move their lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree tonight. Which, incidentally, I never miss either. And it's brought up questions. When is the television broadcast of the lighting of the RP Show Christmas tree, Darren? And I'm going to leave that up to you.
Yeah, we will do one.
We got to get lights first.
I'll light it. We'll find some light, some room for lights in the budget. We'll shut off the lights and we'll do the lighting of the RP show Christmas tree.
You understand people are laughing at the Leafs. Robin's watching in Prince Albert. He says, Spezza, Thornton, and bring Gilmore out of retirement for a third line. What are we missing? What am I missing?
I love those. Gilmore would be there with the welder's mask on, curving his stick in the dressing room over the blowtorch, just like in the commercials.
John in Edmonton says, lots of people are upset about the time of today's NFL game because of work. Well, if you haven't noticed, a lot of people are upset about a lot of things. This is just add it to the pile. Jason Smith, here's a good one. When are we going to see a decision for the 2021 NHL season? These guys should be in training camp. LOL. Come on, Bettman. Oh, man, Jason, you want to go down that road? I would love to, but I didn't plan on going down that road today. I was on TSN 1290 radio in Winnipeg on Friday. It's becoming a nice weekly thing we're doing over there. And the host, Jim Toth, said to me, basically, realistically, what are the chances of some teams just going belly up? Contraction in the National Hockey League. There are some owners that have very strong thoughts and they don't want to play, period. And I can only guess that it's the Arizona Coyotes. The guy was broke when in the good times. I would think the Florida Panthers owner. I don't know what other teams. Just teams that are got attendance problems and suck.
Yeah. And teams that would be in areas. Because I'm assuming, you know, the NFL set the model where every team in every state and every city can set their own fan policy, right?
For attendance?
Yeah. So some places are zero. Some are 5,000. Some are 50%. Some are 10,000, 25,000, whatever. And I would assume that would be a similar case in the National Hockey League. So if you're looking at markets where potentially they won't allow fans or they won't allow enough fans for them to make money, and if you can allow 10,000 in a football stadium, you probably are only allowing 2,500 in a hockey rink, more tight, you know, intimate environment, not like a football stadium, and less seats available overall. It'd be a percentage of seats. I think those are the markets that would be a little more apt to be like, ah, I'd rather not play if I can't get fans in here.
Sure, but I don't think that you can compare in any way the NFL to any other league, and here's why. The last time that I was in Las Vegas, it's coming up on a year ago, but sitting with the Golden Knights folks, they were bringing up the fact, we always talk about the Raiders coming to town and how is it going to affect the Golden Knights. And this is what they said in Vegas. Actually, it wasn't the last time. It was a couple other trips ago to Vegas. They said, listen, in the NFL, you don't have to sell a ticket. They'll still make money. We all know that. Even the bad teams in the NFL make money because of the television deal. Now, that can't go on forever, but they could go on the longest without fans, the NFL. The Golden Knights said, we still got to win. We still got a market and we got a win to get people into the building to make money and be viable. See the difference?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And that's why I say the Arizona Coyotes, the Pats drew better than them. And that was pre-pandemic. So that's why I could see some teams will contract. Not this year. They're going to be playing in 2021 for sure. But some of these teams are going to actually be playing under protest, I think, in a way. At least three teams have said they don't want to play in the NHL.
Yeah.
And Bettman said they're playing. And by the way, if those owners turn the keys back to the league, which does happen, it's happened, I don't think the NHL is in a position to take them.
No, it's really tough. And you don't want to be in a position, because there are enough guys out there with money that would want to have the toy, right? That is a National Hockey League team.
Yeah.
But you don't just want to hand the keys over to anybody. Just because you'd have to, right? You don't want to be bent over a barrel, so to speak, right? The NHL doesn't want to. They want to make sure they bring the right people into that ownership group. Every league's very protective of that club.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. I've known quite a few NHL owners, some NFL owners, and while you would think that their money's unending, it's not. And they didn't get to where they are by blowing money or making stupid business decisions. And there's a lot of big-time money guys that have got out of their teams just going, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Guys with money.
You can't lose $50 million U.S. a year for years on end.
This was kind of taught to me as a kid. You know, when you walk by, oh, drop a dime on the street, right? Oh, it's just a dime. People with money, they don't just throw money away.
No. Two last points that we're going. Wayne Grollo in Victoria, BC is watching. He says, so Rod, do you think the vaccine will get our sports back to normal as far as allowing crowds at rinks? Absolutely. That's the whole idea. But not anytime soon, not in 2021, as far as I'm concerned. And the comments are coming in so crazy now, I can't keep up. Dan Millett says, is it the worst thing in the world if the NHL loses a few teams? Not to be callous, but I would welcome a smaller league. That's where we're at. That's the reset. That's what's happening, whether you like it or not. And the other point, well, Kevin Dyko, that's what it was in Saskatoon. He said, will the Saskatoon Blues idea finally come back?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that with Pat. And the other fun topic today was there were 13,000 submissions for names for the Edmonton Football Club. Can you believe that?
Amazing.
How could you possibly have 13,000 submissions?
I can't come up with 1,000.
No. And I couldn't come up with 10, including the Edmonton Escargot, which there's a great article about it. I read it. Terry Jones in the Edmonton Sun yesterday. I don't know what it's going to be or when they're going to do it. Let's just get them on the field. All of this just seems like fantasy talk. Anyways, we'll see you a little later.
You bet.
The warm-up is brought to you by the Four Seasons Sports Palace. Come in and warm up at the Four Seasons Saskatchewan's original sports bar and your home for the NFL. Pat Fiacco, Canada's toughest mayor, joins us here in the bunker next. You're watching on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and Listen Live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast on Game Plus TV. And I'm going to save the sports update for a little later on because our next guest has been waiting long enough. He's a good longtime friend of mine. Pat Fiacco joins us, the past president of Boxing Canada, Canada's toughest mayor. How many years here, Pat? 12? Of the Queen City? Was it 12 years?
12 years, yeah. as the mayor of this great city. Yes.
And I think the last three elections you won by acclamation. Nobody wanted to run against you.
Well,
correct?
I had one win by acclamation, but I over 80% of the vote all the other elections.
Okay.
So I was
yeah.
lucky. Very lucky.
You know I tend to exaggerate a little bit.
I like that exaggeration.
Exactly. So we'll get into the soccer talk later on, but boxing's the thing. And the reason that I put a bug in my ear here was Saturday night when I was tweeting about the Tyson-Roy Jones fight. Pat started replying, and I thought, well, here's a guy that knows his way around, literally, former Canadian champion too, right?
That's right.
So let's get him into the bunker, and although it's a few days late, you just said in the break, there's not a lot else going on in sports. So we went to Ballers and watched it, and we kind of left the venue going, what was that? But you're saying it exceeded your expectations.
Yeah, I think that if you dismiss the commentary...
You weren't listening to that?
Well, they spent more time talking about smoking weed and everything else.
Oh yeah, you noticed.
Than they did about the actual sport. And you know, I think if you've been in boxing, if you're a former boxer, a current boxer, you have much more appreciation of what both athletes, Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., in preparation for that night. So, you know, they just didn't get in the ring. You know, they trained for a number of months leading up to it. And if anybody thinks you can go into the ring for 8 rounds like they did, even though they only went 2-minute rounds, it's normally 3-minute rounds, but without training, you're nuts. You're going to last a round just like the two baloney bout between the Paul and the NBA player.
Right.
That's not boxing. That's just a joke, and it's a shame that that happened.
This was the bout before, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, obviously, the NBA player didn't train, didn't have any boxing skill whatsoever, and paid the price. Paul, all of a sudden, thinks that he's the world champion, but he's just an ass, and he's gonna get hurt if he actually boxes. Somebody
against a real fighter.
Skill. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me stop for a second. I'm loving your commentary, but here's my thinking. Let's throw our experience together here.
Okay.
Because I'm watching it, and you talked about the smoking weed and stuff. I think they were stalling for time. There was a long delay. They were supposed to be in the ring at 10:30 Central, and they were like 30, 35 minutes delayed. And it's like they pulled Snoop Dogg out of the crowd and threw him on the panel to talk to him because they seemed to be stalling. And I don't know why.
You know, it's first of all, it's a business.
Yeah.
So it was one of the largest pay-per-views.
Yep.
In a long, long time. That just tells you how interested people are in the sport of boxing.
For sure.
But also the Mike Tyson brand and the Roy Jones Jr. brand. Those are great brands. These guys are world champions. And Tyson has, I mean, we don't have to, you don't have to think about what Tyson can be. I think he's turned his life around. He seemed very normal in the ring. He controlled because, you know, he easily could have kicked in his natural instincts and tried to knock Jones out, but he didn't. And I believe that in their contract, there would have been a no knockout clause to begin with, because, you know, these guys, they're past their prime, but they put on a great show. They showed that they were former champions. The skill set that they demonstrated was fantastic. Roy Jones Jr., amazing jab. Tyson, great punches to the body. So you know what? I think people got their money's worth. It's entertainment in a time where there isn't a whole lot of live sports going on.
So here's why I was disappointed. And you'll get this. I'm really enjoying your analysis. It was the entertainment portion, but I expected a winner, and that's why I left wanting more. And you're saying you didn't expect a winner.
No, I predicted a draw. It's an exhibition bout. And again, there would have been probably that in their contract, that there's not going to be a winner here. They both made a few million dollars, which is great. And I think it increased the profile of our sport. I don't think it brought anything negative to it. That particular bout, anyways, there was nothing negative about that bout. I was skeptical at the beginning, but they put on a show. You saw how tired Roy Jones Jr. was. Because he was moving and hanging on and moving and hanging on. I think Tyson was in better shape. I think we're going to see a Tyson Evander Holyfield.
Come on.
Bout coming up.
That's the word?
Absolutely. Holyfield's been training for over a year. He's always in shape. But, you know, those two have quite a rivalry going on. They're friends. But I think we're going to see a rematch. And I think it's going to be just as entertaining. But I think both athletes deserve a lot of respect, and I think Mauricio Sulaiman from the WBC has to be given a lot of credit, because that took a lot of risk to have that. Anything that thing could have went sideways in a hurry.
But give me one example of what would have been disastrous.
We've seen Tyson snap.
That would have been.
What if he would have caught Jones with one of those left hooks or right hooks that
lights out.
Absolutely. So, you know, it was, you know, it's what we needed. We needed something like that in the boxing world, because there's not a lot of activity. There's bouts going. I mean, that same day was a bout in England with Dubois against Joe Joyce, former Joyce is a silver medalist, and he got ripped off by the boxer from France in Rio, silver medalist. But that was a great bout. But there's not a lot of them coming up right now. And it's, you know, this pandemic has been a body blow to not only boxing, but to a lot of sports.
Well, I was over at your brother's place. It's shut down, as you well know.
It's tough. It's really tough. So, you know, we got to stay positive and do what we can.
Caesar wrote in and said, so you predicted a draw. What would you have scored it?
Oh, I had the bout. 5 rounds for Tyson and 3 for Roy Jones Jr. If it was an actual, you got to remember, they didn't have actual judges scoring the bout as far as the draw. Yep. They were celebrity. So that was all, you know, and that's entertainment. But there's no question that if it was an actual judged bout, that Tyson got the decision.
Well, okay, I didn't delve into it as much as you had. I mean, I expected a winner. But here's the funny thing. You might have run into Robin Brownlee in your travels from the Edmonton Sun, covered boxing for years. He was on the show on Monday. He wasn't surprised either. So I guess you got to be a boxing guy to really get this. He goes, I've seen far more egregious decisions. And that's the thing about boxing you must loathe. that reputation, right? Well, when you're walking out of an arena going, what just happened?
You know, the professional boxing and amateur boxing are two different different sports altogether, first of all. There's been amateur bouts that I've walked out of and I thought, what the hell happened there? And we know that corruption is a reality. Nobody wants to talk about it, but it's a reality.
You told me about the Olympics.
It's a reality. Not only Olympics, world championships, there's countries in the world, 75% of the countries in our world are corrupt. So what do you expect in sport? The same thing's going to happen from those countries. And in professional boxing, it's a business. And, you know, whether these judges are under pressure, I'm not sure. But there have been decisions that we all know that are questionable. And, you know, it's a business. There are millions and millions of dollars that are on the line. So, but it's entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, I've got to say, for those that just tuned in, this is the past president of Boxing Canada, Pat Fiacco, with us here in the bunker. And you were with us, it seems like a real long time ago, but it was in the pandemic. It was in the summertime. That's what led to us dropping the green flag at the racing when we were on that day. You were saying we need to chill as our globe for this pandemic, right? We need to shut things down. So several months later here, probably 6 months after I last interviewed you, how do you feel about how it's gone and where we're going?
You know what? We talked about this before we got on the show. I'm so glad I'm not a politician today. It is tough. They are responsible for the safety of our citizens. Yeah. And with this pandemic, I had no idea in my lifetime that I would be living this life we're living. I mean, you got to wear a mask all the time when you're going into a business. Social distancing, which we're practicing here, it's been awful, absolutely terrible. But I think people are doing the best with the situation. You know, my concern is the number of small businesses that we've already seen shut their doors. But as this continues, we're now in the prime of business with Christmas coming on. And people got to make, they got to make money. I know that everybody says shop local and I do the best I can, but some of the big box stores, that's where their employees are. Those are local employees too. So we need to pay attention to all of that. But, you know, I'm not interested in getting sick. And the experts, the scientists tell you that social distancing and wearing a mask is the best thing you can do to prevent yourself from getting sick. But you know as well as I do that there are a lot of people out there that aren't in their bubble. They expand their bubble, and that's how people get sick. We talked about, you know, the fact that, you know, the Denver Broncos without their quarterbacks. I mean, that's just being stupid. If you play by the rules during this pandemic, it's going to get better. The virus, of course, as you know, or the vaccine is coming out. It's going to take some time before we get to take it. I took a flu shot this year. I'm going to take a vaccine shot for the COVID. But it's been tough. It's hurt business. It's hurt sport. And there are a lot of people out there that may not have COVID that are suffering as a result of having to...
No doubt.
Having to.
Well, the interesting thing with sport is what I think people don't know and don't want to know is sport is a business in a lot of ways. A lot of people think it's a pastime and we can do without it. Well, there are a lot of people suffering there. It's funny, Chris Ellis watching from Calgary is a Stamps fan. He says, wear a mask. It's not like we're asking you to wear a Rider jersey.
Where's he from?
Calgary.
And what do you expect?
Of course. Hey.
Do we not
miss the barbs between fan bases?
Absolutely.
I do.
You know, Chris, and I'm glad Chris has a sense of humor. This is what it's all about. It's okay to poke fun at each other. But at the same time, we all miss going to, whether it's in Calgary or in Regina, going to a CFL game, interacting with other fans, poking fun at the opposing team. And the best line is, none of these teams are enemies. They're just opponents.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference there.
Well, it would be nice if they worked together, and I think now they are, but for 100 years they didn't because they were competitors. And by the way, for the viewers across the country, this guy and our former Premier Brad Wall and former President Jim Hobson are the ones that got this Taj Mahal built. I probably should ask you your thoughts on the current state of the CFL, because there will be football back. You know that. How long, when, I don't know. But to see that place sit empty can't be sitting well with you.
Well, no. I mean, but it's nobody's fault. Everybody wants to blame somebody. The pandemic hit us. There's nobody to blame here. What we ought to be focusing now is the recovery. And I think there'll be a CFL season coming up.
Yeah.
I think the vaccine is what we needed, and it's going to make a world of difference. It's going to look a bit different, probably. Will life ever get back to normal the way we used to live our lives? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I hope so, because I love the life that we lived. But I think we're going to be a bit more careful in regards to washing our hands and just being smarter with what we do. But you know what? We're going to have the CFL back. It's going to be fun. I think that this pandemic has allowed us to spend more time with our families and doing things as a family, which means that's going to be reflected at the stadiums, where we're going to see more families participating at the games. And just give it some time.
John O'Flynn in North Vancouver writes in and says, "Ah, Pat, don't forget the BC Lions." Isn't that nice, the national perspective of this?
Well, and I want to congratulate you, first of all, on the success of this show. It's amazing what's going on, not only here, but in the USA.
So that's the craziest part to me.
Good. Well, you know what? Everything happens for a reason, so congratulations. It didn't happen by accident. I know that you and your team have worked really hard at this, so well done. But, you know, the BC Lions, again, I don't know, what about Edmonton? Well, once they get the proper name for their team. Right. I'm just kidding, fans from Edmonton. But that's the beauty.
They're not happy about it either.
No, of course not. Yeah. But it is what it is. But there will be fans in the stands at Mosaic Stadium. There will be a CFL season. And I know that you're going to be talking about soccer. And I hope that Regina has a soccer team as well, so that stadium gets used even
more. Can you spend a minute on that? Because I think when you were still mayor, you'd hinted at that. And maybe it was just in conversations like this, but you'd hinted at it.
Well, the stadium was intended to be multi-sport, to be multifunctional. So, you know, I think it will happen. You know, the exhibition game that was held here a couple of years ago.
New York Red Bulls.
Great fan base that came out. I think it's going to happen. I think it's just, you know what, we didn't build that stadium just for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. We built it not for today, but for today and tomorrow. So there's going to be lots of activity that is going to happen. We just got to be, again, the financial hit that the world has taken as a result of the pandemic, we can't take that for granted. That's going to cause us to do things differently, but it'll be back.
Yeah. And things good with you?
You know what? Life is great. I miss my international boxing family. You know, as you know, I was always on the road 2 weeks a month. That's been kiboshed. But it's allowed me to spend a lot of time with my elderly parents this summer. It's been great out at the cottage, renovating the cottage and with family. It's been a blessing. It really has been a blessing. By the way, on behalf of my family, happy birthday to your beautiful wife, Cindy.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah. No, but it's been good. We've been careful, but it's been good.
Good for you. Good to hear. Yeah. Pat, always appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. And on behalf of my family, to everybody, to yourself, Merry Christmas to everyone. This is really a special time right now. Don't take it for granted.
Use it positively.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Pat. We're going to go to Vancouver next. Simon Fudge dropping some soccer news on a sports update coming up and a viewer takeover too. It's the RP Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. I'm going to save these texts. We got a ton of them coming in for viewer takeover. A sports update, and then we're going to Vancouver. The Pittsburgh Steelers are set to host a rare Wednesday afternoon NFL game when they take on the Baltimore Ravens. The game was moved three times due to positive COVID-19 tests in the Ravens camp. NBC has it at 3:40 Eastern today. Curling will have a temporary home in Calgary in a couple months' time. Curling Canada announced that it's holding its major curling events in Calgary, including the Men's and Women's Canadian Championships and the Men's World. The events will be held in a bubble without fans due to the COVID-19 pandemic. NBA training camps enter their second day amid concerns around the novel coronavirus. Golden State General Manager Bob Myers said two Warriors have tested positive and the club won't have a full-scale practice until next Monday. And Greg Vanney has resigned as Toronto FC coach after more than six seasons in charge of the MLS team, plus a championship. They finished second in the East this year at 13-5-5. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Drive-Thru Liquor Store at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina. For Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill and Eatery in Saskatoon, it is Wendell Wednesday there today, dupes. The Wendell Burger is on special, $12.95, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. See it, Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll ever have. Now, eight amazing flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RPSHOW. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. Okay, we're coming in hot now with Simon Fudge, Vancouver soccer insider, joining us from the West Coast with all kinds of soccer news to unpack. Hey, Simon, good to see you. It's been too long. Can we dive right into it? Because we don't have a ton of time. The move with Greg Vanney stepping down in Toronto, I have yet to get a good explanation as to why. I saw he broke down with the announcement yesterday. What do you know about it?
Well, I think it was certainly initially a surprise, but I think at the end of the day, it probably doesn't really come as one. I think it's been obviously a decision that he's been pondering for quite some time. His contract was up at the end of this coming, or the 2020, and there had been hints in Toronto media that he was going to be signing a new deal with them. So for this news to come down and for Greg Vanney to inform the club that he'd be moving on Sunday, it was an initial surprise. But I think when you actually look at it, he'd been there about seven seasons. He was the longest serving Toronto FC manager. He took them over at a time when they were just an absolute laughingstock in the league in 2014. They'd never made the playoffs, and he transformed them into now a model franchise in the league. An MLS Cup title in 2017. That was the year when they won three titles. They won the MLS Supporters Shield as regular season champions, the MLS Cup, as well as the Canadian Championship. They probably should have won the CONCACAF Champions League title during his time there. They went to penalty shootout against Chivas Guadalajara of Mexico. He did a great job. He will be missed in Toronto. But there's a vacancy in MLS with the LA Galaxy, a club that he used to play for which I would almost anticipate he is now going to be very heavily linked with. And it's probably at this time a job that is a very good fit for him. So I wouldn't be terribly surprised that we're going to be hearing from Greg Vanney very soon in terms of a new role.
All right, we look forward to it. Now, Hamilton FC Forge bounced from the CONCACAF playdowns last night by Haiti. Is that a surprise or not?
Well, it was disappointing. It was a major, major opportunity for them to make the CONCACAF Champions League, which was the premier competition, which the 2020 version, I should say, is going to be wrapping up here in a couple weeks' time, and the Montreal Impact are still involved in that. But they were in the CONCACAF League, which is the secondary competition. It's how the Canadian Premier League champions get an entry into that. And they were just basically a win away from being able to be qualified for the next competition as well as the semifinals. And the game was in their hands. They were playing a team called Arkai of Haiti on neutral ground in the Dominican Republic. It was not great viewing if anyone watched it on TSN last night. And that they had the game in control. They were goal up at halftime. Arkai never looked like they were going to score. And then they ended up gifting the Haitian side a goal, which led to them basically going straight to penalties after the 90 minutes. And Arkai, full credit to them, were the better team in that penalty shootout. They actually have two more chances to qualify for the CONCACAF Champions League, Du Forge, but it's much tougher now. They have to play a playing game against a team called Marathon of Honduras next week. That's going to be more difficult. They're a much better side, big physical team. And if they don't win that, then the other option would have to come in the new year playing Toronto FC in the final of the Voyageurs Cup to decide who was supposed to win the Canadian Championship this year.
There, we got a question from Nelson, wants to know about the Canadian Premier League's expanding to Saskatchewan. It looks like it's not an if, it's a when. He says Regina has the facility. Saskatoon appears, though, to have the ownership group in place, creating a buzz. It seems like if you don't have a CPL franchise in this country, you want one. What are the chances of expansion? What are you hearing?
Well, I haven't heard a lot from the ownership group. I mean, I am in good contact with them, the likes of Joe Bell and Grant McLaughlin, and everyone involved with the certainly the Summer Soccer Series group up in Saskatoon. I've gotten the sense from the last time I sort of talked to them that they feel a little bit more in the back of the line with the Canadian Premier League, and that the CPL's priorities are trying to get expanded into other regions of the country like Quebec and maybe getting more teams into British Columbia. I mean, the CPL commissioner has talked about expanding this league up to 16 teams, which doubling it in size by the time the World Cup comes to this part of the world in 2026, which I believe even in itself, even you take away this pandemic, is a very ambitious thing to try and do. But I think the situation with Saskatchewan, unfortunately, I have to say to the listener there, as well as anyone else who's sort of very keen on it, that they're going to have to probably be very patient. And because I think the CPL wants to get into other places. The latest rumor I'd heard is potentially, I think, going into Quebec City. And there'd also been rumors months ago that a well-known French club, Olympique Lyonnais, could have interest in being ownership of a team, possibly in the province of Quebec. Not that too dissimilar to what's happened with Atletico Ottawa being owned by Spanish and European giants, Atletico Madrid. It's a twofold sort of situation. The CPL, I think, have got their eyes on going into those other parts of the country, but at the same time, that the ownership group with the team in Saskatoon, you've spoken to Joe Bellin before, they're not going to rush this process. And if it's going to take maybe several years for it to come to fruition, then it will. They really wanted to do the Summer Soccer Series this year, and they didn't get to do that. And so now they're going to have to see if they can try and do it next year, because they really want to make sure that certainly that the province, but Saskatoon probably specifically, looks like it feels ready to have pro soccer come to the province. Because you got to remember, it's a really unprecedented thing that they're trying to pull off here. There's never been pro soccer in Saskatchewan. So you want to make sure that you do it right and you don't rush things. And so I think it will happen, but it's probably going to take longer rather than sooner for it to happen.
All right, Simon, somebody's really trying to get a hold of you. So awesome update. We covered three key points there. Let's do it again soon, my man. And Merry Christmas.
Yes, happy holidays, guys. Speak soon.
Thank you, bud. Simon Fudge joining us from Vancouver, talking about the Vanny stepping down, Hamilton losing last night to Haiti, and expansion. We'll come back with Viewer Takeover. Hang on, everybody. One more segment to go, and it's your favorite one. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome, everybody. Trying to freshen things up around here. Hope you're enjoying the new set look. I know I am. I think this goalie mask looks very hot.
Looks good.
Yes. Picked that up at Canadian Tire yesterday.
When you put out the tweet and the picture on your social media of you in the mask, I thought you were going to a road hockey game. And I was like, he's back in the pipes.
It's on my Instagram. I put this mask on with the caption, am I doing this right?
Wearing a mask.
We're supposed to wear masks, right? Anyways, two breaking news items today. This just came from my TSN app notification. LeBron re-ups for 2 years is the headline. Los Angeles Lakers signed LeBron James to a 2-year, $85 million contract extension. Agent Rich Paul tells The Athletic. You think that's going to be enough? 2 years?
I don't know.
85 mil?
It's a lot.
Meanwhile, the Montreal Alouettes announced their coaching staff for the 2021 season today as Baron Miles was promoted to defensive coordinator and Luc Brodeur-Jourdain was named offensive line coach. Baron Miles was appointed as the team's defensive backs coach and pass game coordinator last winter as he was returning to the nest. He is a first-class guy, by the way, Baron Miles. So here's the Alouettes coaching staff for those of you fans out there in Eastern Canada. Kahari Jones is your head coach and offensive coordinator. Baron Miles, defensive coordinator and defensive back coach. Mickey Donovan, special teams coordinator and linebackers coach. Andre Belduc, running backs coach. Luc Brodeur-Jourdain, offensive line coach. Todd Howard, defensive line coach. Bobby Flash Gordon is your receivers coach. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Lionello is the offensive assistant. And Byron Archambault is the special teams assistant. The Alouettes also announcing that defensive coordinator Bob Slowick's contract will not be renewed into 2021. I promised viewer takeover. Comments from people regarding the lighting of the Christmas tree, which we will be doing live. Stay tuned. The lighting of the tree. Metal Shingle Guy writes in and says, blue and white lights will look awesome, dupes. I don't have a problem with it.
Do you have a preference? Yeah, color preference?
Well, it can't be green.
Blue.
I know that.
Blue and white would match the show's colors. Blue, white, and
let's do it.
The navy, yeah.
The lighting of the tree.
Okay.
Saturday night?
You want it Saturday?
We got to talk to Game Plus and see if they're down. We got to see what they're doing Saturday night. Because I envision a whole spectacular choir. Activities. You need to take Mrs. Moose down to Times Square sometime because I've had my lovely bride to the Rockefeller Center at Christmas. It is
stunning.
Breathtaking. John in Edmonton says, what are your thoughts on the WHL and NHL moving their start dates to February? What are my thoughts? I think we've waited this long. We can wait a little more. That's what I think. The only struggles is, if it's a struggle at all, is coming up with something to talk about on this program every day, which really isn't a struggle. Monty in Saskatoon has written in and says, can you please do it today? The lighting of the tree?
Patience.
No, we can't. We need to plan this. Jamie in Halifax says, Cowboys colors, go figure. America's team, Cowboys. That's the cheer, by the way. It's very unnerving if you're not one of us. From the 403 in Alberta says, come on, Rod, Chris Ellis for rock star of the day. I envision a time where our viewers could be rock star of the day, but you need to bring the sizzle. You need to bring a little chutzpah, not just trolling the Rough Riders and their fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would love to give Rockstar of the Day nominations and clothing to our viewers, but you had to do something special. Yesterday, the Rockstar of the Day was Darnell Duff, the voice of the Dauphin Kings for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. And I'm naming by acclamation, Pat Fiacco is the Rockstar of the Day today. Canada's toughest mayor. What else do we have? I got to stop. Did I read Jim Wagner's? Oh, Jim Wagner writes in and says, morning, boys. The Leafs winning anything? Oh, it feels great to have a good laugh. Good day, all. The Leafs have been named by U.S. American players as the number one team in Canada. I swear the players are like, watch this, guys. I'm going to put down the Leafs. Give me a break. We got a roll? Nelson says, if the lighting of the tree is anything like the CFL Sim halftime, it'll be great. The lighting of the tree. Maybe we'll get the Hunter brothers to perform at it.
There you go.
What's tomorrow? Victor Bartley, former Nashville Predator. Robbie Falls and Sam Cosentino from Sportsnet in a three-way call. See you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central and noon Eastern here on Game Plus. Let's make some noise!
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.